Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
So Gladys here has found some sketchy text messages with his coworker and is wondering what to do about it. Hey, Gladys.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my case.
Your case. Okay. We are here to take your case. So give us a little bit history on the relationship and then tell us about these sketchy text messages.
Okay, so I met this person through the online dating when I moved from Florida to Tennessee, and we started a very nice relationship with him. 4 months into the relationship, I got a hold on his phone, like a good Latina. I got through his messages. And because I noticed that he was a lot on his phone, so it was no normal on him. So I got through his text messages, and he had some back and forth with his coworker. And even during days that they were not working days, they would send selfies or pictures of their, you know, their pets and how are you doing, what's going on, and blah, blah, blah. So the messages were a little flirtatious, right? So when I couldn't resist, and I confronted him, telling him that I noticed a lot of her text messages back and forth. And he says it was nothing, just a coworker. The Kaylee, it was like just a friend, a coworker, that's it. So he says there's nothing, you have nothing to worry. But now he's back again, months later, and the same modus operandi. So I'm like, I'm in doubt. I don't know if he is the same coworker or is a new person. So I would like to test if there is something else going on with someone.
I see.
Besides me.
Well, first of all, I love your attitude. Secondly, Gladys, before we get to the case here, you know I have a superpower, and that superpower is be able to listen to somebody's accent and within 30 seconds tell you exactly where you're from, right?
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so you're from Cuba.
No.
Venezuela.
No. I'm from one country in Central America.
Honduras.
Oh my gosh! Yes.
Yeah.
There it is.
Sometimes
don't act like that. That's impressive.
Sometimes my headphones. Sometimes my headphones get a little fuzzy, but I usually hit it in the first 12 tries.
Yeah. No.
Okay. So, what is your gut telling you about this guy? Because your gut does not lie.
I know, and that's why I went through his phone, and believe me, the text messages were already getting spicier by the day. So that's why I'm like, I need to look for a way to confront him. And I was able to, and he admitted, but then he's like, do you have nothing to worry? We both are alone in this city. He's from another state. I'm from another state. And I don't know if he's just looking for companionship.
But he has companionship in you.
I know, but you know, guys.
No. Don't make that excuse.
Do not excuse his behavior.
So let me ask you guys a question. Maybe this is old school, but is it commonplace to look through your significant other or the person that you're dating's phone if there are no signs at all that you don't distrust them? Is it just something to do when the phone's around, or do you, or is it a sign that something in your gut is telling you something's not right?
In my case, I saw the way he were at the beginning. When I was around, he was not on his phone. Only his attention was of the things that we were doing and the time that we were sharing together. You know, it was okay. But then I noticed when he was on top of his phone, and I know it's honestly, it's not correct to go through. I don't think it's correct, because at the end, it's not about them. It's about yourself. About yourself. I became obsessed to look through his text messages.
Yeah, sure. Because he gave you a reason, right?
While,
yes, exactly.
While I've never been a fan of it, because I personally believe that the moment you start feeling like you need to go through your significant other's phone, you on the first step of the relationship being over anyway. Every girlfriend I've ever had has gone through my phone at one point or another, whether they thought something was in there or not, just to, I guess, confirm what they were feeling.
I went through Bart's.
You did?
In the beginning.
Did you have any feeling at all? None. Just curiosity.
Uh-huh, because I am psychotic.
Okay.
Okay. At least you're owning it.
Yep, saying that.
At that time, I have a lot of baggage. I carry it a lot better, you know, a lot better now than I did then. I was not carrying it well, because every guy I had ever been at cheated on me. So yeah. It's just something I did.
Sure. Abby, final advice?
I don't think it's ever a good idea to go through. I think if you're feeling this way, you know something's up. Just save yourself the trouble. Just dump them.
Gladys, I feel the same way. Like, your gut does not lie. Our head lies all the time, but your gut does not lie. If your gut is telling you something's up, something's probably up.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I stopped at some point. I said to myself, you cannot do this to yourself anymore. So I stopped going through his phone. But he's, you know, back again. And it was just to make sure, because I honestly don't want to be wasting my time.
Sure.
Right now is my most precious commodity is time. So I don't want to waste it with the wrong person. And you guys are going to have been really creative with the text, the email that you send, because he sometimes he just delete them. So I don't know, put something like that he feel, you know, compelled to open the email.
Okay, let me put you on hold, and we'll try to devise some kind of plan to do a War of the Roses type thing with him, but you say he doesn't check his email. We'll come up with something, and maybe we can get you concrete proof, okay?
Awesome.
All right, Gladys, have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye. It's The Burt Show.
Get it. The Burt Show.